Audio version of Michael Leitman's blog. October 24, 2020. What a city of the future will be like. Remark: working on the internet and the coronavirus pandemic that has spread across the planet is making urban life obsolete. Many experts believe that cities may disappear and become ghost towns. My comment: I personally think that this is still a long way off. The creation of cities was necessary to bring people closer in order to better organize their lives. I think that people will nevertheless begin to understand how they should behave to each other, how to reshape their entire community, even the world community, so that everything is good and convenient for people. Question: there are many examples in history when giant cities, successful cities, at the height of civilization collapsed because of growing internal ambitions, pride, and other negative relationships. And then it took a lot of time to restore not only cities, but entire civilizations. What will help cities go through the stage of destruction and decay now? Answer: I think it will not be destruction or decay, but stretching. Cities will sort of stretch. Question: after deindustrialization, governments and city mayors invested in the development of city services. What should government and city leaders invest in now? Should they invest in the city or in the people? Answer: once we lived in caves and were very close to each other, a huge family of several dozens or even several hundreds of people. Then all this gradually began to disperse, turned into a village turned into a city, and so on. That is, we gradually moved away from each other physically. Then there was a division into professions, into specializations, and this also alienated us from each other. It so happened that somewhere there is a hospital, somewhere there is a school, somewhere there is a factory, and somewhere else there is a pasture and agriculture. And so we drifted further and further away from each other. The following process is taking place today. We see that distance is not a hindrance to us. We are in such virtual connections that it is not a problem at all. Question: will this forced remoteness have an impact on the inner remoteness of people from each other? Answer: while I am thinking about how not to get infected, it will be difficult for me to go out and communicate with others. But as soon as I start thinking about how not to infect others, it will become easy for me, and there will be no more boundaries. We will be able to stay together in a city, in the countryside, anywhere. Question: in one of the programs you said that the walls of Jerusalem were built of bricks, but those bricks represented man's desires, and that a city used to be a kind of protection, a bastion for a man, both for his inner and his external sensation. What is a city from the point of view of Kabbalah? What does it carry deep within itself? Why would people still want to stay in a city and build a new city? Answer: here we are touching a special spiritual state. A city means a settlement of people who surround themselves with a special relationship to nature, to reality, to creation, to the Creator. And so they are, as it were, protected by so-called walls. Subsequently, they began to build walls around cities in practice. In general, a wall is our common desire to be together and deter those opposed to us. And so the wall, in principle, was spiritual. Then they began to build stone walls, bastions, and so on. So a city is a symbol of the fact that we limit ourselves to connection with each other and do not want to admit anything alien to this connection. Therefore, there is a city surrounded by a wall. From the spiritual point of view, it is a community of people who connect with each other and feel how interconnected they are. Around the city there are even certain distances, which a person kind of clears around himself, 70 meters and then 2,000 meters. Thus, the city protects itself from many foreign influences, thoughts, and desires. It lives its inner life. This is called a city. Question: what does it mean that a city protects its inhabitants from alien desires and thoughts? Who is an alien? Answer: Inside a city we think only about mutual assistance to each other, and an alien does not want to act in this form, to be connected with everyone, and therefore, we do not let him in. I think that in the future a city will cease to exist because the concept of a city is spreading all over the earth. People will be in good connection with each other. And then all sorts of borders between states, territories, and cities will disappear. Live where you want. You can come to any place and be in any kind of connection with other people. And everyone will understand you and you will understand them. I would like to see such a future. Question: what is needed in order for a person to want to give up his self-identification, his city, his piece of land? Answer: he will simply involuntarily feel that he is in his place everywhere. That is all. There will be no need to fence in. There will be no "I stay in my area, and you stay in yours," "I have a certain social circle, and you have a different one." Everyone can quietly develop in any place. Remark: we see, on the contrary, that now there is a confrontation between countries and even between some cities. My comment: it still happens because we are going through a period of realization of the evil of our nature. And then it will stop. Simply, we will understand that this is evil and we need to rise above it to universal, mutual, correct communication, to universal goodness. Question: has an ideal city that the Kabbalists spoke of ever existed? Answer: there were several such cities in Israel. They are Saft, Tiberias, and Jerusalem. Question: what was so valuable in them that bound a city and its inhabitants together, due to which they were called ideal? Answer: people felt their inner connection between themselves and with the Creator. We will have to build the same city all over the earth in which all residents will feel close to each other in spirit and understand each other. And it will make no difference at all where I live, in what area, urban or rural. Question: what would you wish people who are now leaving the cities for the countryside, moving away from each other? What should they do? Stop? Think? What about? Answer: do not hesitate, leave. This is what I can tell them. You will not lose anything because any city today is a breeding ground for evil. Move away from it and you will find goodness. You will be closer to nature, and you will become better. From Cab TV's News with Dr. Michael Leitman, August 17, 2020. The purpose of our life. Question: does nature have any purpose? Answer: of course. Its purpose is to develop a person to reach its highest level when one begins to attain the meaning of the existence of nature itself. That is, one will rise above oneself and reach an understanding of what everything exists for. Question: how can we show this to people? Answer: there is no way. Everyone should discover this for themselves. You cannot reveal this to someone. It is not possible to prove anything to anyone. After all, if my cat is on the animalistic level, I cannot prove anything to it from the human level. This is always the case. Only when an individual grows up and becomes a human being will they be able to understand me and what I wanted to say to them. Question: you are saying that the purpose of life is to reach the level of nature, to become like it. In principle, there are two forces in nature, reception and bestowal. In people, however, there is only one negative force. Therefore, we must attract the positive altruistic force of development upon ourselves and thus balance our egoism. Is this what you call becoming like nature? Answer: yes, because both forces come from nature. We must adapt them within ourselves and exist between them in the middle line, simultaneously managing the right and the left lines. This is the purpose of human life. From Cab TV's Management Skills, July 2, 2020. Verbal transmission of information. Question: any relationship implies the transfer of some information. It can be verbal. In inanimate nature, these are vibration processes; in vegetative nature, smells, inanimate nature, sounds, some kind of language. And a human, in addition to speech, has the ability to think abstractly. Scientists say this is what makes him human. Why are we given this opportunity? Answer: we have such an opportunity so that we can transmit a special type of information, which in our world is not transmitted by conventional methods. A person rises above the animate world and is considered a person because he must make contact with others in a space where there are no earthly opportunities for communication. Question: suppose animals and plants can emit some smells, sounds, and communicate to each other about danger or some other information. And a person can sit down and for several hours in a row tell things that he has never seen or invented himself. For example, some myths, abstract things. What is it all about? What does it give people? Answer: man differs from the animal world in that he needs to receive, absorb, process, and transmit a huge amount of information that cannot be conveyed by any terrestrial carriers, not smells, light vibrations, not even sounds. He must convey this in speech, a certain set of sounds, and there are not so many of them. The combination of these sounds can convey an infinite amount of information. These combinations, which can be not only sound, but also visual, any kind and generate codes, words, and sentences. This raises a human above the previous earthly levels, inanimate, vegetative, and animate. Question: so, according to the design of nature, one must develop to a certain state in order to be able to convey something by speech to other people who are not yet in this state? Answer: of course. It is most important. Question: suppose I can tell you about some worlds, about a future that does not yet exist. But if you've never felt it, can you believe it? Answer: it is not that I can believe it, I perceive your story and with the help of this move on. This opportunity allows people to develop. This is how we are different from animals. From CAB TV's Communication Skills, July 30, 2020. Kabbalah and Zionism. Question: the creation of the State of Israel cannot be viewed without such a phenomenon as Zionism, which preceded the formation of the state. Are Zionists' ideas close to Kabbalistic ideas? Answer: naturally. Kabbalists interpret the arrival of the Messiah as a revelation of a special power in the hearts of people, first of all, the Jews who are striving for unification in order to build a new society together. This is a society in which people will live according to the laws of an ideal commune, rise above their egoism, and move from love for each other to love for the Creator. In relationships with each other, they will reveal the highest power, the power of bestowal and love. The science of Kabbalah speaks about this. Mechanically, it looks like a return to Zion, Israel. Question: still, Kabbalah is a method of revealing the Creator to the creations in this world. Zionism is a social movement to return to Israel. What is the connection between them? Answer: very simple. Kabbalah says that one who has a craving for the disclosure of the Creator seeks to return to the land of Israel and build a society that obeys spiritual laws. In principle, all the rules of conduct, the social order that should be in the state, we draw from Kabbalah. From CAB TV's systematic analysis of the development of the people of Israel, November 25, 2019,